Ecclesiastes chapter 10, 5 to 7. The Bible says, there is an evil I have seen under the sun, as an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in lowly place. Verse 7 says, I have seen servants on horses, while princes walk on the ground like servants. And then we jump to verse 16. I mean, and you can read the whole chapter 10 of Ecclesiastes. Verse 16 says, woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning. 17. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of the nobles, and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Because of laziness, the building decays, and through idleness of hand, the house leaks under control. The Bible said in this scripture that we are considering this morning, it said there is an evil on the earth. There is something that should not be. There is abnormality. It is part of the question some of us have asked, and we are wondering why do we talk about the God that is this powerful and his people are powerless? Why do we talk about this king and we cannot see royalty and kingship in people? And the Bible said the problem is coming from somewhere. It said the problem proceeds from the ruler, small ruler, not the big ruler, the small ruler, the ruler here on earth. Last week I mentioned the fact that in creation, man was made a king. I also said that in redemption, man was made a king. And in both cases, whether creation or redemption, God expected that there are some things that man needs to stand up to. And if a man does not stand up, it will be an error. If a ruler does not take their position, there will be an error. It will look like what God has as the order of things will not be followed. It is because of the lack of taking responsibility. Is the result of it is because of when the ruler does not stand up as they should stand up, that's when you begin to see funny things. And the Bible said, you will see servants walking on horses. You will see things that should not be. You will see people who have the status, but who their life does not look like the status. But because you know, it is possible to have a status. It is possible to have a standing. And what you see in the happening, or what you see in reality, will not match up with the status. Will not look like the status. So you can be a king by who you have been made, but you can live as if you are not a king. You can live as if you are a pauper. And the Bible said it is coming from the ruler. Why is the ruler to be blamed? The ruler accepted it. The ruler tolerated it. The ruler permitted it. The ruler allowed it. The ruler made it to be so. Because they have thought that the responsibility is on another person. In this conversation, we have talked about responsibility, that when it comes to this earth, the responsibility is on man. Many other times when men begin to blaspheme, if I will use that word, begin to say, where is God? Or if God is so good, why did he allow this? Why did he allow that? And most of the time, I feel like heaven is responding and say, where is man? Where is man? You see that question that God asked in the cool of the day and say, Adam, where are you? God is still asking today. Why is God saying, Adam, where are you? God saw an error. There was an error, and that error came from the ruler. This morning, I'm telling you, where there is the error, it's not coming from the big ruler, God Almighty. It's coming from the small ruler. If there is any error that you are seeing in your family, I don't want you to make it a God problem. I don't want you to make it look like, God, why didn't you show up? God, why didn't you call? I want you to see it as, why did I not show up? Or in which ways can I show up more? There is an error. I have seen an arrow upon the surface of the earth. I have seen that this king who is a king is not governing. I have seen that this king who is a king has relinquished his authority. He has relinquished his right. He has assumed and given another the responsibility of taking what is his own responsibility. When they asked Adam then, what happened? Where are you? The question was, where are you? And the answer to him, you should have said where he was as a location, but he now started to explain where he was. And I feel like that's what's still happening today. God is asking, ruler, where are you? And people are explaining. They are saying things like this: I don't have anybody that will introduce me to somebody. That's not what God is saying. He's saying, where are you? Are you standing on your throne? Are you standing in your place of authority? Are you exercising the authority that you have? Because if you do not exercise it, the devil is an unlawful guy. He will not play to the rules. But you, the king, you, the woman, you, the man that God has called to do something for him, you have to stand your ground. You have to stand. And this morning, God is saying, ruler, where are you? You are looking at 2025. God is saying, before you enter that year, locate yourself. Locate yourself. Make sure that you have not vacated your throne. Make sure that the palace has somebody there. Make sure that you are sitting with God in that heavenly places. If God places you in heavenly places, what are you doing in lowly places? What are you doing there? There are places that you have found yourself. And the question this morning, what are you doing there? Where are you? Where are you? Locate yourself. Find where you are and take responsibility. Don't say that, God, where are you? Don't say that, God, why have you not done it? Let me say this to you. Everything God needs to do, he has done. Everything God needs to do, he has done. What happens between what God has done and what we see is you taking responsibility. Finding how I connect to what has been done so that I can make what has been settled in heaven to be settled here on earth. We need to find our place. We need to stay in our place. We need to occupy our place. We need to take responsibility. People that are not the ruler are taking more responsibility. The reason why the horse was not vacant, even though the king was supposed to be sitting on the horse, is that servants understood the protocol of how to govern, of how to rule, and they are ruling more. That's why, that's the answer to the fact that, why is it that many of us are not in power? Why is it that we are not ruling? Why is it that we are not taking dominion? Even if God has said we have dominion, both in creation and in redemption. One of the reasons is this. We have vacated our position. We have given it up. And God this morning is saying to you, where are you? Just like he told Adam in Genesis chapter 3, that Adam, where are you? God is still saying, where are you? Because when it comes to you seeing the fullness of what God carries, you seen the fullness of what God has, it is not only left to God, it is also left to you. You have to take responsibility. Whatever you allow is allowed. Whatever you disallow is disallowed. One of the stories that blessed me this year's Congress of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, that Daddy Gio mentioned. Daddy Gio is Pastor E. Adeboye, for some of those who don't know that nomenclature. He said there was this person that some voodoo people came to meet. He had an apartment. And they told the guy, the voodoo person told the guy, said, you are disturbing me. And then I think he mentioned it to Pastor Adeboye. And Pastor Adeboye said, take charge. Take charge. He said, yeah, it's okay, you know. Just kiss sarah, you know. Don't disturb me, I won't disturb you. You know that kind of feeling that some people feel? Like life is not that bad, you know? But I like one thing he said before he said that story. He said, life is war. There is warfare here. This is not funfair. This is not a play. And the winner takes all. The loser loses all. When I heard that thing, the thing just kept bringing my head. The loser loses all. And the devil does not like to lose. If he loses today, he'll come back tomorrow. He'll come back later. He just wants to be able to score something, some point. So this guy left it and said, kisera sera, what is going to be is going to be. What became was that somewhere along the line, they arrested this guy because he reported him to the cops. And, you know, in some of those cultures, the cops,
they will do the court, jury, everything by themselves without a proper judicial process. But this guy landed himself in detention, in prison, and he didn't have a fun time there, you know. And some of those prisons are really horrible, you know. And so that's where the guy landed. And the story goes that he now came back to the general overseer and said, "Excuse me, sir, see what happened to me." This man that was saying I was disturbing him, and what was he doing? This man that has been accused of disturbance, he was praying in his own house that he's paying for, you know. And this other person too is doing his own whatever nonsense. So, and instead of him to have taken authority and stood his ground, he allowed it. And then when he came to General Basia, General Basia was like, I hope you know what to do now. Take your stand. And he took his stand. I don't know if there are people that are going to take their stand this morning. I don't know if there are people that will take their stand in 2025. I am not going to allow the devil. This far you have come and no further. This far you have come and no further. Let me tell you, when the devil catches one, he will keep catching the others. In Acts chapter 12, the Bible said the devil stretched his hand to pick James. And when he saw that the killing of James pleased the people, he didn't stop there. Let me tell you the truth. The devil is not going to stop at what he has done. If he has done anything so far, he's not stopping there. The enemy never wants to stop there, because the loser loses all, the winner wins all. So he wants to just keep going as much as he can go. And you have to say no. I don't know if anybody wants to say no this morning. I want you to say loud and clear. Say, I say no to every act of the devil, to every evil in and around my life, in the name of Jesus. So the error on the earth is because of the ruler. That's why when Jesus came and was trying to relate to redemption, that as a king in redemption now, in Matthew chapter 18 verse 18, he said, whatsoever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. Whatsoever you disallow on earth is disallowed in heaven. What does that mean? It means that heaven will back what you back. Heaven will permit what you permit. Even if heaven has disallowed it by themselves, but heaven's disallowment will only be disallowed on earth if you also join the disallowment in heaven. Heaven's permission will only be enforced if you join the permission of heaven, even here on earth. So this morning, God is saying to you, where are you? Where are you? There is an error on the earth, and this error is proceeding from the king. It's proceeding from the ruler. It's proceeding from the person that has royalty. They don't understand that they are government, and they should institute government. When the Bible was talking about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9, and if you start reading from verse 6, the Bible says his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Then he goes on to say, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And if Jesus is the head of the church, we are the body of Christ. That means we are the shoulder. So the government is on his shoulder. So that means I, as the shoulder of Christ, I need to assume government. I need to understand that I am a governing person. Do you even know that the word church is a governing term? When we talk about church, it's like legislative gathering. It's the assembly of people. The word church didn't start with us. It started in the time when Jesus lived. There was a group of people that gathered. They were the assembly. And ladies and gentlemen, when we gather, because we are the body, we are the government. We enforce government. You know, there's just one song that says, we bring order, we bring light to a dark generation. We bring justice, we bring something. We are law enforcers. That's who we are. We are like the cop. We are like, no, don't do that again. Devil, stop that. What is our job? Jesus is not physically here, but we are the ones that do what Jesus does. Hearing what the Son of God made manifest, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8.
that he might destroy the work of the devil. Herein is Emmanuel in this school. Herein is Emmanuel in this family, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Herein is Emmanuel in this organization, that the work of the devil will not go unchecked. I am the checker. I am the Mordecai that sits by the gate. And I say, no. Who goes there? Who goes there in that family? Who goes there in that business? Who goes there? The level is running unchecked in many places because of an error from the ruler. I hope you as the ruler will stop committing this error. Take responsibility. Understand that I cannot permit the devil. I cannot permit the devil. I'm not going to subscribe, and I'm not going to allow the devil to just have his way. I will stand up because God has given me control. God has given me the power to have control, and I will take control in the name of Jesus. So the Bible goes on to say in the second part of that reading that we read, he said, woe unto you land when your king is a child. That means another reason why kings don't have what they should have, another reason why royalty is compromised, is the growth or the childishness of the king. Is when your king is immature. And do you know that the truth is still so today? The reason why the church of Jesus is not as strong as it should be is that there are childish kings. Is there are kings on the thrones, but they have not grown up. They are immatures. And let me tell you the truth. There is a stature. There is a measure of the stature of Christ. There is a stature that you have to obtain, that you have to get to, that you'll be able to enforce that which belongs to you. In law, they call it legal age. There is a maturity that is expected. They will not give even the rights of the owner to the owner at a particular age, because they understand that at that age, you don't know how to enforce it. At that age, at that level of maturity, you are going to waste it. It can be rightfully yours, but with immaturity, you'll still be deprived. So there are many children of God. Yes, it is promised to them, but it is not promised to them at this level. It's not promised to them at this level of maturity. 2024 came, and all that you did was snack on God's word. All that you did was just date God. It was almost like, let me do the minimum so that I will have a fire escape. I will have a fire insurance. The way some people treat God is that they are just keeping God as a fire insurance to escape hell. So they have this insurance policy. The minimum one, not the comprehensive one now. Just liability. As small as possible. So that they won't say, I don't have insurance. That's the way some people are dealing with God. And God is saying this morning that as long as you are a child, the land is still not blessed. We can have a king in the palace. You know, in the first part of the scripture that I read, the king was not there. The king was absent. But we can have a present childish king. It's still like he's absent. The immaturity he has makes him impotent. It makes him not have the bite. His back is just back. There's no bite. Have you heard some people say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus? There's a lot of noise, but there's nothing in that thing. Let me tell you the truth. Everything in this spirit world, in this spiritual, on the spiritual side, benefits from your growth. Everything. Authority in the kingdom is predicated on your growth. Why is it that in the name of Jesus of one person looks like it is stronger than the name of Jesus of another person? Is God partial? Does God respect person? In Acts chapter 10, the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. In every nation, everyone who does his will is approved for it. So why is it that some people seemingly can have God move more than some people? It's growth, sir. It's maturity. Let's look at this scripture. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 1. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1. Ezekaparataya. Media, are you doing it for me? It says, now I say that the heir, you know this word heir, you say it in the palace, the one that is next to the throne, that's what you're saying. So the prince, the prince. Remember that in this whole teaching, we have been calling ourselves kings. We are not saying prince. The reason we are not saying prince is that the prince may be immature. We want to say we are king because we want to assume the rulership because we are not childish. But you see, when an heir is still an heir and is still a child, is a prince. Is a prince. Heir apparent to the throne. You know, all the days of Queen Elizabeth. Prince Charles was there, but he was just, alas, a prince. Until something happened, there was an event. You know, in their own case, it's an event, physical event. In our own case, it's not a physical event, it's growth. There was an event that happened that made prince to become king. And I'm saying this morning, God is saying that your growth is what is going to turn your prince to the king. He says, now I say that an heir, as long as he's a child, does not differ at all from a slave. It is possible to be a king and still look like a servant. The reason is because he's an heir, but he's a child. He's a child. He's a child. And that scripture we started with, Ecclesiastes chapter 10. He said, woe unto you, land, if your king is a child. How do we know that your king is a child? Your king does childish things. Your king does childish things. Your king messes up with appetite. He does not know that appetite should be something that should make you remember there's a legitimate thing that you have not done and that you should do it legitimately. And once you have done it legitimately, that's all. You should not be a king and be ruled by your appetite. Do you know that the first king, man, Adam, that first king fell because of his appetite? The other king that came, Jesus, the second Adam, was also tempted with appetite. And we saw in the case of Jesus that if you are the government, the first government you need to have is self-government. If you don't have self-government and you have every other government, your non-self-government will mess up your other governments. So you find a king who is a child who can bring it under control. Why is it that we write so many New Year resolutions? And at the end of the year, New Year resolution becomes New Year frustration. Your king is a child. Your king is a child. Your king has not grown up. I want to put it to you that as you are looking at 2025, don't look for goals, look for growth. Don't say, this is my New Year goal. Yes, you can say that, but what is the growth that will get you there? Because if you can grow, you can get there. And Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. He grew in wisdom, he grew in stature. That is why he had favor with God and man. There are some things we are praying for. It is just a growth matter. Just grow up. He says, an heir, as long as he's a child, he does not differ from slaves. He will look like a slave. You will see him. There is great destiny. I don't know about you. Some of us have the prophecy upon our life. When we look at where we are now and the prophecy, it almost looks like the prophecy is a lie. But the prophecy is the truth. But you have to grow. You have to grow. And one of the signs of a child is not being able to control their appetite. They want what they want when they want it. They want it now. I want the latest phone now. Now I need it. I need it. And so people will have a fit about a phone. You know, sometimes when I go out, I try to observe, and I hope you do that. Sometimes I see that the people that have it, I'm talking of money now, sometimes you don't see it, so to say, in what they wear, in the kind of phones they use. They don't base their importance on that because they already have it. There's nothing to prove. Some of us will buy the latest phone and we are not updated. Even the feature that is on iPhone 10, you are still not using it on your iPhone 16. So why do I have iPhone 16? They must know
how can they see my phone? And they say it's iPhone. So what? If I carry iPhone 10, is it your phone? It's not my phone. Is it not my phone? It's my phone. If I use 20-year-old car, is it not my car? It's my car. A child has to satisfy his appetite. A child does not eat because he's hungry. Just eat because he feels like. I want it. And they start to cry. And some of us are like that. Oh God, I've been saying I need a new phone. You need to hear the prayers of some people. And God is like, grow up. As you are looking at 2025, I want to ask you a question. Is your king, this king that God has made you, is he a child? And don't be too quick to answer it. Look at your appetite. What do you crave for? What do you want? Have you brought your appetite under control? Is your appetite subdued? Are you having a self-government? Because if there is no self-government, your non-self-government or lack of self-government will mess up every other government. Woe unto you, land, if your king is a child. There are many childish Christians. The reason why people will go on social media and hear something, there are so many people, social media is the temperature gauge for them. If they hear this thing, for example, if some people go on social media today and hear that all pastors are liars, immediately like this, you just start hearing things like, we don't even know who is serving God. We don't know who is serving God. We don't. Why? A child. Tossed to and fro. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14, it says, we no longer being children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. There will be wind of doctrine. If everything you hear moves you this way or that way, you are not mature. You should be grounded in God. You should be grounded in Christ. You should be grounded in God, that if you hear something that is not consistent with the word of God, something in you will flag. Something in you will erupt. Something in you will kick. There will be an alarm system. Let it be that in your life, there is an alarm system. That alarm system wakes you up when you are condescending to childish things. Woe unto you, land, if your king is a child. The greatest form of government that you can have is self-government. I like to read history. I like documentaries. I like to look at great men. One of the things you can soon note about many great people, that many of them don't fall by great things, so to say. They fall on the altar of lack of self-government. If you look at a man called Samson, Samson was a very big loser. And the reason he lost was not because of the enemy. The Philistines were no match for him. But he couldn't tame himself. He couldn't govern himself. He was not a king to himself first. And hear me this morning. Before you are thinking you want to maintain your royal status in things, let God help you to govern yourself. Let God help you to bring self-government. Because if you are a king, even if you are Solomon, as the wisest king, without self-government, you will self-destruct. Solomon was supposed to be the model king. Did you know that Solomon took the office when the altar called the kingship? In fact, in the days of David, David almost brought priesthood into kingship in his own time. David was a king. But David began to operate a little outside of the kingship level just to give a shadow of the New Testament. And David began to walk like a priest. David began to operate like a priest. He will even say things. There were many, many messianic psalms. When you read a psalm like Psalm 110, and the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Even Jesus had to refer that. Okay. When you say that, I'm saying I'm equal to God. What was David saying when David said, and the Lord said to my Lord? Who was he referring to? Was he referring to himself? No. He was talking about something different. He was talking about Jesus. He was talking about the Father and the Son. Till I make your enemies your footstool. David was that kind of man. Now imagine Solomon came into power under David. David did not inherit that kind of throne. No. David inherited the throne from a sorcerer. from somebody that used to consult divination. So the office was polluted, and David cleaned up the office, and Solomon picked up this child at free. There was no war. He had rest all around, and on top of that, God now gave him wisdom. But he didn't have self-government. He didn't grow up. He didn't mature. He didn't grow up. And the man that is a wise man died of foolishness because of lack of self-government. If you are hearing me, I'm speaking about 2024 into 2025. God is saying to you that kings must govern. And the first person they must govern is themselves. So many of us want to govern every other thing. You want things to be under control, but you have not come under control. Any power without control is dangerous. Anybody that is powerful that cannot be brought under control is dangerous. It's a danger. I mean, look at a fast car moving at 150 miles per hour without brakes. You know that's an imminent accident. It's just a matter of time. That is accident that people will never recover from. So speed is not an advantage where there is no control. Before you say, God, accelerate me in 2025. Excuse me, sir. Are you under control? Because there are some acceleration that is not blessing. It's a curse if there is no control. You see, the reason why the wisdom of God has put some of us where we still are now is because he wants you to come under a government. The government of Christ, that you will now impose yourself on yourself. A government. A government. Woe unto you, land, if your king is but a child. I'm asking you this morning, are you a child? Yes, we are children of God in status, in relationship, but we should be sons of God in administration. We should rise up to sons. We should rise up to maturity. The government shall be upon the shoulders of the sons. Remember that when the Bible was speaking in Isaiah chapter 9, he said, for unto us a child is born, birth, but unto us a son is given. A son is always given. A son is always given. And God is calling his children to sonship. He's saying, enough of this. You are here, you are there. No. When are you going to grow up? Some of us have been born again now. It's 10 years. Some of us is 20 years. Some of us, 40 years now, you have been born again. And you don't look like 40 years old. In the kingdom, it is not the time. It is the growth. It is the growth. It is the growth. And so this morning, God is saying, self-government is important. Self-government is important. How will I know that you are already administering that self-government on yourself? 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12. Sapakadabalaya. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12. Are you giving it to us? Under control. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12. This is the poster of sons. This is the poster of people who have brought themselves under self-government. It says, all things are lawful for me. It says, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful. You see, the realms of son is not just right and wrong. You know, there's a realm where people say, is it a sin? Is it not a sin? That's a small level. If you get to the realms of son, what is not generally sin to you because of where you are going, because of the dealing of God to you, is not expedient. It's not helpful. Is it a sin to just watch movies all Saturday long? It's not a sin. It's not. But is it helpful? No. Is it a sin to spend all my money the way I want to spend it? Of course, it's your money. Now you work for it and you have called it your money. But it's not helpful. Because a life lived for self alone is a small life. It's not helpful. It says, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but I will not be brought under the power of any. No! I will be under another government. The government of God enforcing a self-government. I will carry my own government. I'm not going to be under the government of my friends. Everybody is doing it. That is everybody's government. No, I am under another government. I will not be brought under the power of any of it. This is how the African man behaves in their house. But I will not be brought under the power of that. There are some of us, the culture where we came from is more real to us than the scriptures. Are there good things in culture? Of course, evidently. But where culture and scripture clashes, I will choose scriptures. I am a man of the kingdom. I celebrate where I came from. I celebrate my roots. But I understand that before that root or over that root, I come from Zion. I am from the city of God. I belong to the family of God. My last name is first Christ before it's another last name. The earthly last name is very insignificant. I carry my heavenly citizenship on my head. Yes, I am more conscious of my heavenly citizenship. This is how sons. This is the posture of sons. Can you give us that same scripture in TPT? All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the control. It's just true that our freedom allows us to do anything. We have liberty in Christ. There is liberty. We are not under the law again. We are not under the law of Moses. But do you know that in our liberty, there is a bigger responsibility? People don't know that the price of freedom is unending vigilance. Freedom is not as free as you think it is. If you really want your liberty to be expressed fully, you need to bring yourself under government. I am telling you what will make 2025 a year like none other. I bring myself under self-government. He says it is true that our freedom allows us to do anything. But that doesn't mean that everything we do is good for us. Are you hearing what the word of God is saying this morning? That means that not everything we do is good for us. That means that not everywhere we go is good for us. That means that not everything we watch is good for us. Excuse me, some other person can watch that movie, it does them nothing. But for you, sir, going with right and wrong, you are setting up yourself. You are not understanding your self-government. You know, I think it was one of these old time guys that said, to thyself be true. To thyself be true. One of the persons some people don't know the most is themselves. They don't know themselves. They try to know other people. They go on apps and say, can I meet you? Can I know you? Can I follow you? I wish you can follow yourself. I wish you can like yourself. I wish you can observe yourself. I wish you can know the way God is dealing with you. I wish you can understand your frame, understand your shape. I wish you can study yourself. I wish you can grow in your skin. I wish you can sit down with yourself, look at that man in the mirror, and try to understand that man in the mirror. Or make him tick. What disturbs him? What affects him? What messes up his equilibrium? He says, not everything we do is good for us. He says, I'm free to do as I choose, but I choose never to be enslaved by anything. I choose never. I have chosen who will rule me, and it is God. It will not be things. It will not be peer pressure. It will not be fad. It will not be trends. I will be glad and I will be fine to stand with God, and I'm standing alone. What if I'm the only one standing there? What if everybody is not doing it? That is fine. That is fine. I'm telling you how to be a king. Because when it comes to being a king, you have to be different. You have to receive courage to be alone. To stand alone. You can't do what everybody does because you are a king. He said, woe to you, land, if your king is a child. They eat just to eat. They feast in the morning. What does that mean? They don't understand priority. They don't understand priority. They can do anything at any time. There are many people do anything at any time. In my house, usually when I see my children wake up, you can't wake up in my house and the first thing you want to do is do anything, especially digital. You know, just the way I fight myself, the first thing is God. Now Find God. I mean, we have different scheduling in the house. Some people, like me, stay all night, and some people sleep all night, and we reverse the scroll. But whatever you do, sir, once you wake up, at least meet God. Say hello to God. Some of us, what woke us up is a text. What woke us up is a post. I will not be brought under the power of anything. It's lawful. Is there anything bad having been active on social media? Absolutely nothing. It can even be helpful. But I will not be enslaved to it. I will not be in bondage to it. There are too many of us, we are in bondage to all kinds of things. All kinds of things. And don't you think that you are immune if you don't understand, which I'm going to share with you shortly, how you can stay in the place where, as a king, you bring yourself under the right government. Woe unto you, land, when your king is a child. But the Bible now said there is another type of kingship. It says that king is one of the sons of the nobles. This king, he eats for strength. There is reason behind his action. There is purpose to the actions. There is meaning to his life. The question this morning also is, what is the meaning? What is the meaning? What is the meaning of what you do? What is the meaning of where you go? What is the meaning of this? I want. What is the meaning? To what extent? What's the purpose? For if you are a son, you must have meaning in your life. Your life must be meaningful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are useful. Not all things make sense. Some things don't work. It doesn't add up. And this morning God is saying, kings arise. God is saying, to arise as a king, you must grow to be sons. One of the commitments you can make to yourself in 2025, I will grow. I will grow. I will grow with God. I will stay with God. I will become another person. I will become another version. This morning as I was taking my shower, I believe the Spirit of God was telling me, he said many people are looking for Goliaths to kill. But the people that kill Goliaths don't look for Goliaths to kill. They just occupy and start to kill their bear and start to kill their lion. If they kill their bears and their lions, they will evidently kill Goliath, because it's a growth. It's a process. Because if you stand before Goliath and Goliath is the first person you want to kill, Goliath will take you out. But when you have been able to kill your bear and your lion, and you don't kill bears and lions in the open, you kill them in the private. There are many people that are looking for public stage. They don't know that public stage is built in private stage. You want to hold the mic. You want a platform. You know this person. You know that person. I mean, some people are looking for people to, I want to collaborate with somebody on social media. Influencer. He's a very popular guy. So that I'll go viral. It is probably better for you not to go viral yet. Because woe unto you, land, if your king is a child. If you grow viral at this childish state, it may not be a good thing. So this morning God is asking you, are you a child? There's a scripture that brings this home very well. See that First Corinthians, and in First Corinthians, very good book, Paul started to talk to this church, very spiritual church, and hear this very well. This church was a church of gifts, but the summary of what Paul was telling them was that fruits are more important than gifts. Power, booga, booga. It's good though. Me, I like it, and I want to do more of that. But sir, character, that kindness, that's where we know mature people. When somebody offends you, and 5 years now, 5 years, it's still an item. Woe unto you, land, when your king is a child. Pastor, you don't know what they did to me in my department. They stood up to me like this, like Sambalat and Tobias. Okay, praise God for that. Praise God for that. But have we so learned Christ? Did they not stand up to him? Did they not prefer Barabbas to him? Do you understand what happened to Christ? They killed him in place of somebody that was a thief. The man said, do you want this Barabbas or this Jesus that called himself Christ? They said, you see, you know what? This one that stole from us, let him come and steal more. Jesus that didn't steal from us, that brought what was stolen back to us, kill him. And do you know his response? Because, and Jesus grew in stature. He grew in wisdom. He was not a baby like the baby Adam, the first Adam. He had grown. And the Bible said, Jesus said, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. For they don't know what they do. You don't say that on a casual level. No, you don't just say that because you want to say Christianese. I forgive you in the name of the Lord. No. There's a growth process that you will get to before you let people go like that. And so they defrauded you, so what? And so they cheated you, so what? And so they called your name, so what? And so they misrepresented you, so what? We've seen Christ. They did worse to him. At least they've not killed you, physically killed you. I know that somebody that is speaking evil about you is like using words as dagger on you. I know it's hard. I know it's hurtful. But hear me this morning. In part of growth, you have to be able to grow past those things. Because let me tell you the truth. If you get result, you also get insult. Oh yes. If you don't want insult, don't get result though. But if you get result, they will insult you. They will misrepresent you. They will misunderstand you. And it's fine. Some of us want, it's okay. Don't understand me. He's proud. That's why he's doing, it's okay. God bless you. Amen to Jesus. It's okay. It's okay. We are ready to be misunderstood. Why? Because we are going high with Jesus. We are going far with Jesus. They will call us names. They will say all kinds of things. They even told Jesus. He said, you are Beelzebub, the prince of demons. Jesus looked at them and said, which kind of generation is this? Label anything they don't understand. Call it any name. But let that not disturb you. So this morning I'm saying to you that Paul was writing to this church and he was emphasizing fruits over gifts. He talked about gifts and he didn't belittle it. But he was emphasizing fruits over gifts. And he said something that shows us how he, Paul, was able to maintain his royal status. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 25 to 27, the Bible says, and every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Every man that strives for the mastery. Everyone that is in the palace needs to know how to bring himself under self-government. He says, the people that are even do it in the carnal sense, they are doing it to obtain a corruptible crown. He says, but we are an incorruptible crown. Keep moving. We're going to 27. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so far. I, not as one that beats the air. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to other, I myself should be a castaway. One translation say, I buffet my body. Another translation say, I discipline my body. That's the word for you today. It's a take home word. If 2025 will be way different from 2024, you will discipline yourself. You will discipline yourself. The land where the king will be effective will be a land where the king is disciplined. Everything cannot go. You have to be disciplined. You have to be able to bring your body under control. You have to be able to discipline your body. What does it mean to discipline? To train yourself. To train yourself. I train what my eyes see. I train what I think. I train my thoughts. I don't let everything that comes in my head come. You don't think everything that comes, most of the thoughts that people have come to every one of us is the one that you take. You know, the Bible speaking in Matthew chapter 6, if you start reading from verse 25, it says, take no thought saying it, so you can take thoughts. If you can take it, you can reject it. I don't let my head be a thinking ground for anything. Some people, the devil will start playing all kinds of scenario in your head. What if as we are in this church, something just fall on your head now? You know, he says that. He says it to me too. That's why I know, because some people are like, how do you know all these things? I'm like you. Everything that is happening to you also happens to me. But we stop it. He says, taking every thought captive. I am a king, bro. I arrest thoughts. Kai, can you stop that? And sometimes when I'm trying to arrest it thinking and it's not working, I speak. Because you take thoughts by speaking, you reject thoughts too by speaking. Take no thoughts. Saying. You can reject thoughts. Saying. What if 2025 they will send you to the country you came from? Because some people are already scared about that kind of thing. Don't take that thought. Say back to that thought. You devil from hell. Say to that thought. You say to that thought. Before Trump, after Trump, I am here. Can somebody say amen? And I'm not speaking politics now. I'm just speaking scriptures. I'm not going to take thought. Oh, but you know, Chicago have been said they will send somebody. They are not coming for me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. If I want to stay here, I will stay here. Because whatsoever things I allow, it's allowed. Whatsoever thing I disallow, it is allowed. That is the heritage of kings. Pastor, are you saying that you can do anything? Not necessarily that I can mess up the systems that even man create, but if it is consistent with the word of God and my position in Christ, yes. I can overrule. I can rule. I can reign. I bring under subjection so that I'm not a castaway. I bring thoughts to subjection. I bring my body to subjection. I bring my desires to subjection. I don't buy everything I want to buy. I don't eat everything I want to eat. The reason some people don't have savings is just because of they have not brought things to subjection. Do you know you can have savings at any income? And it is not the increase of the income that will increase your saving. It is bringing things into subjection. I bring my desire to subjection. I must not always buy Coke. I just like Coke. I like it chilled. I like the way it sounds. The way it is doing poor. It's doing poor to your pocket too. You know, I just like the way. When you just drink it, I feel good. It's feeling good, but it's not really feeling good. I bring it under subjection. I bring my appetite under subjection. I am not just emotionally carried. Some people, we are just like the wind. Anywhere below one language, that word is not one language. It just means that you are driven by the wind. You just react. Impulsive bias. Some of you hearing me today, if you are bringing things to control, you will delete some shopping app. Can somebody say amen? Shein. Is it Shein? Pastor, you know about Shein? I do. Or is it Temu? I do. I have people in my world that buy. I hope it's not. That I do Temu. It's not my wife. Oh, Lord. My wife is the most frugal person. And one of the things I've learned from my wife is to be frugal. And now it's like maybe the frugality is entering me into another dimension now. I think maybe I'm becoming a little more frugal than I. Although I can still be myself. You know, I'm the jolly, jolly guy. Some of us need to delete Amazon. We just add it to carts. You know, it's so easy to add to cart. Sometimes they will even verify that you can pay that money. They'll just have processed it. Buy it now. Some people don't even add it to cart. They just buy it now. And there's no money now. Pastor, I need it. I need to be able to have that thing. Who told you need it? You may be able to do without. The day I heard that Warren Buffett, and I think the time I heard that, he was the richest man in the world, that he doesn't drive new cars. His cars are always like about 10 years old or older. As a rule of thumb, he doesn't drive new cars. Some people say, but dignity, my dignity. You know, you talked to us about dignity last week. My dignity means that I need to buy 2025 Range Rover FS Sport. I don't know if there's anything like that. I'm making it up. You need to buy it. God help you. You don't need to buy anything. These cars don't fit my status. Your status is not about car. It's not about clothes. I can drive any car. In fact, it looks like I'm going to drive a very old car very soon. It's okay. If you don't like it, give me another one. Amen to Jesus. Yeah. It's not me that is driving. Is it your car? Is it your phone? Is it your clothes? As I was kneeling down this morning, I heard in my spirit that, will you be fine wearing the same color of suit every day for 1 year? And I said, yes. So, I'm just saying it's prelude. Not happened to me. It may be more than one. I just have great suits. It's easy to know. You just have 6 great suits. So once you wear one, you put it at the one column. And then you just change your shirt. Amen to Jesus. Will it affect you? Can somebody say no? Some of you will not even know. I've noticed that. Do you know? I don't know the clothes you wear last week. I can't remember. Even my wife, I say, I think, okay, I think I can remember. I think we're wearing something close to the same color. But we didn't plan it to. Yeah. One. When they watch review, they will know. Okay. I bring under control. Let me share with you 2 things that help you to bring under control. To tame. To discipline. You feed with the right thing. When it comes to control, I have this habit, Pastor. I watch naked women, also known as pornography. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot in church. Some of us have dealt with it. When I dealt with pornography, I was in church. I used to come to church. Yes, I used to come to church. I was born again. But I was childish. Another word for childish is carnal. And let me say this. If you want to stop anything, feed it with the opposite of that thing first. Most people want to stop, they don't want to start. You can't stop what you have not started, something that will really, really take the place of it. It is dangerous to stop something that you have not started another thing in its place. So some people want to stop smoking. What are you going to start that will take that place? Some people want to stop a particular habit. Oh, this pornography, I'm watching naked people. And they've told me it's wrong. And if you are hearing me, it's wrong. Can somebody say amen? It doesn't even matter if you are watching with your wife. It's wrong. It's not dignifying. You are a dignitary. It's not dignifying. What am I going to start? Oh, I'm going to start reading the Word of God. I'm going to read more of my Bible. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone. There is something that man was living on. Man must probably stop it or reduce it, but man must start something. Must live by every word of God. You have to be feeding if you want to be disciplined. There needs to be feeding. Remember that we started with the fact that there are kings that eat at the wrong time. The problem is not the feeding or the eating. It's the wrong timing. It's the wrong thing that they are feeding on. And so this morning, God is saying, when it comes to being under control, if you will bring that habit under control, there is something you are going to start. I have set my gaze upon the Lord. It's by my right hand, I will not be moved. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him. There was something that Jesus was looking at, so that Jesus will not be distracted. So I'm saying this morning to you, what are you going to be feeding on now? What are you going to change? You have to feed on the right things. That's why coming to church is good. Some of us need to invest more. Some of us, you think that when you have come to church on Sunday, that is it. No, that is the beginning. Every day of that week, you should listen to that message every day. I told you I listen to my message. Sometimes I listen to him more than once. I listened to last week's message already. And thank God for the victor that is sent to us every week now. Can we celebrate God for the team that sends that to us every week? They do it small, you know, snippet of what happened on Sunday. Give us a snapshot, put confession there. Relieve the days. Feed on the right things. You know, sometimes I tell you, sometimes I stay awake for so long. Da, 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 da. What do you think I'm doing? It's not all the time I'm preparing for someone. Even today, I was preparing for someone. And you know how God will just shock me. My preparation, everything I forgot at home. So my message this morning is in my house. So what am I saying? Jesus is wicked to you. Because it was when I got to the office, I found out, where's my iPad? Where's my note? And I wrote long form notes this night. I wrote for long for night. But you see, you know, that's an aside story. Aside that note thing that I was doing, I was also feeding on the right things. I was listening to the word of God, not necessarily connected to what I was going to say this morning. Because when it comes to a disciplined life, it must be a feeding life. Feeding on the right thing. You are not disciplined because you are determined, though. I'm sure you know by now. No. Out of the abundance, there needs to be an abundance. There needs to be an abundance. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks or the mouth leaks. There is an abundance that you can create by your feeding that you will leak from that abundance. Create an abundance of good things, of good words, of the right words. How possible are right words? Create an abundance. Create an abundance. Feed yourself. Saturate your home. Why do some of us play music in our home? Sometimes I sleep with headphones on. Some medical people may say it's not good. We'll answer you later, but I still do it. Amen to Jesus. The reason is I want abundance. I want that if you poke me, it will come out. I want that even if I forget my note, it will come out. Only God knew that one day I will forget my note like that, that there needs to be abundance. I still said many things that were in that note because I was the one that wrote the note. So a good student should be able to do exam. Amen? So this morning I'm doing an exam. So God is saying to you, when it comes to discipline, hands on two things. You feed. You feed. The second one is you starve. You starve. You starve. You starve the wrong thing. You starve the wrong thing. If it is eye that thing is coming to starve that place. If it is through the ears, starve. Any gate that the devil is using to come in, go to that gate and starve it. Block it. Because I know church people, I will do abundance of the things that I need to do, but you will not starve that. You have to starve. You have to starve. And sometimes in the beginning of that starvation, you may take some drastic measures. Drastic measures. Some of us, especially if the phone is the threat, we need to take it away. You know, I was thinking about some of the things I want to do in 2025. I will have no phone hours. If you like, let the heavens drop. These are no phone hours. And not when I'm sleeping. Because many of us, the only time we are not with our phone or digital stuff is only when we are unconscious. If you live like that, you will not maximize your kingship. There are many times when you are still conscious that you should meditate. You should ponder. You should go deeper in what you are feeding in. And the way you have to do it is starve. You have to remove your distraction. You have to excommunicate your distraction. You have to make sure that your distraction is dealt with. If your phone is your distraction, take it away. Some of us need to keep our phone sometimes in the car that is parked outside in the cold. Amen to Jesus. And because it is in the cold, you just look at the temperature. You say, no, I'm not good. I'll pick it tomorrow. Some of us need to turn off our phone. Look at your neighbor. Say, the phone you have has an on and off button. In 2025, make use of it. Some of us have an always on phone. If you have an always on phone, you may not have an always on kingship. Your kingship is just turned off. It's muted. You are a king, but you are a child. And in 2025, we need to be drastic with ourselves. Because if we will stand and sit on the throne God has given us, we need to do some things. And this morning, I'm saying bring it under control. If you will bring it under control, it will take feeding on the right things. If you will bring it under control, it will be starving the wrong things. Not all things are necessary. I can't watch every movie. There are some movies, it's not good for me. There are some posts, it's not good for me. Once I see the first line, I run away quickly. Oh, why are you trying to be too dramatic? It is better to be dramatic than to explain nonsense and be a victim of nonsense. If many of us were Joseph, we would have continued that conversation with that Potiphar's wife. And then we'll have said, Madam, you know, according to the law of Egypt, there are some things that defy English. The only word is run. You know, I see some of those things on social media. Run. And you start running. That's how you should be into some things. Run. The Bible says flee. Flee. There are too many things that the Bible says we should flee from that some people are arguing with. And they are explaining. You find young men, young women, they are not married yet. They now come and say, I have a question. Marriage conference, singles conference. How far is too far? How far is too far? That's the language of a child. Far for me is not even as far. Far for me is here. I must be careful from here. You are too dramatic. Yes, that's how I will last. They asked Pastor Adeboye recently. I was in a meeting. See, you talked about people should run away from, you know, ladies, men, you know, don't have secretaries that are ladies and all of that kind of story. That you used to run when you were younger. How is the status now? He said, now that I'm older, I'm running faster. Because the devil is closer when you are very near the end. You can start well, he doesn't want you to finish well. Woe to you if your king is a child. This morning I'm saying, let's stop being childish. Let's bring it under control. You want to stand up this morning? I put you in front of my melody. You are all.